congregation please rise and our entrance here. The processional hymn is 520, Dearest Jesus at Your Word. 520. Confession of forgiveness found on page 95 and following, and make use of the kneelers if you so desire. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise on page 138 and following. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is hymn number 858. We sing verses 1 and 4 only at this time. Hymn 858, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, verses 1 and 4. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading today comes from Jeremiah 15, verses 15 through 21. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your word was found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I do not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice under the weight of your hand. I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly, you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, repent, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me, if you utter what is precious and not what is worthless. You shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. and I will make you, to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody today is Psalm 26, verses 1 through 8. It is a short verse today, so why don't we say it in unison? A song of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you. I do not sit with the worthless, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the company of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence, and go around your altar, O Lord, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving, and telling of all my wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell, and the place where your glory abides. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today comes from Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, but be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone's evil for evil, but take thought what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as to depend on you for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel for today, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. It's from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said back to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in glory of his Father, and then will repay everyone for what has been done. Amen, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Let us pray at this time in preparation for the sermon. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. I wanted so badly this morning to say, last week, as you remember, same bat channel, same bat time. Did any of you remember the Batman shows in the 1960s? No? Okay. Two hands go up, three hands go up. Oh, well, yeah. They always said, same bat channel, same bat time last week. You know, well, same thing's happening in the gospel today. Last week, as you remember, Jesus asked two questions of his disciples. Who do people say that the Son of Man is, and who do you say that I am? You heard that sermon, we don't have to rehearse it, it's fine. But Peter, bless his little pea-picking heart, Simon Bar-Jonah, also named Rocky, Peter, says to the question, who do you say that I am? He says to Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's a changing point, especially in Matthew's gospel. It's a changing point. Verse 16 turns everything and faces Jerusalem. We're over halfway through the book of Matthew, but all of a sudden now we are heading towards Jerusalem. And at the end of last week's gospel was this sentence. Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Yay! And Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. That should be disturbing to you. Jesus was sent to earth by God to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. And Jesus says, don't tell anyone. Because Jesus did not want to be considered a rock star. Okay? He didn't want to be Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, or Justin Bieber, or whoever the rock star is for the day. He was the Messiah in a very different way than the people, Peter and the disciples, wanted him. Judas really wanted him to be the Messiah. That's why he betrayed him. That's why he turned him in. He goes, let's get this thing going here. We've been going for 3 years now listening to you. Let's do this overturn the government thing. Let's get rid of the Greeks and the Romans. Let's get rid of all of the foreigners and usher in the kingdom of God. But Jesus did not want to be a rock star. He sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. And the very next verse is our first verse for today, the sequel to last week. From that time on, Matthew says, that's important. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed. That's that magic word. And on the third day be raised. In Matthew's gospel, this is the first. This is the first of four. See, you don't do that. Dyslexia. It's the first of four passion predictions. Right here is the first time Jesus in Matthew's gospel says, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to be killed, come with me. And that's important. Because Jesus says it four times in the gospel, and the disciples still don't get it. What kind of Messiah he's going to be. The very next verse, Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, I love that Peter has the chutzpah, or the kahunas, or whatever you want to say. Peter has the nerve to rebuke Jesus, whom he just said is the Son of God, the Messiah? Really? That's how close they were. Peter was like his best friend, right? Peter, James, and John, they were the three yahoos, the three amigos. So Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. You're only 32 years old. You're a young man. We still have a lot to do in this ministry. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, and this is the great thing. Last week, I'm going to build my church on you, Rocky, the rock. You'll be part of the foundation, right? Jesus says to Peter, get behind me, Satan. The only time he calls anybody in the gospel Satan is his best friend Peter. That's how much under the skin Peter got to Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block. You're a rock in the pathway up the mountain that we trip on, right? Or a root branch. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're setting your mind not on divine things, things that God wants to save the world, but on human things, wanting to have power and control, wanting to have an insurrection against the government and show them what for. God had a bigger plan for the world through the Messiah than to just overturn the government in Jerusalem and bring back the Davidic line. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to become my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This past week, on Thursday afternoon, I went to the American Falls High School homecoming parade. Woohoo! I was on Roosevelt and Falls Avenue, the corner where I'd see them all really well, standing with a lot of friends of mine who were willing to stand with me and be seen in public with me. That's a whole other thing. Went to the parade, and from the floats and the pickup trucks, I heard these words, literally, quote, I wrote them down. It's Pastor Beek. Hi, Pastor Beek. And Izzy waved at me with her crown on. It was wonderful. It's Pastor Beek. Hi, Pastor Beek. To which I then told the students on the floats, Princess Wave. And I stood there like an old man waving the Princess Wave. Princess Wave. I said that to Izzy. I said that to Princess Macy. I said it to the cheerleaders and the football players. Oh, the football players, it was so cool. They were on the fire truck. Go big or go home, right? Size matters. They were on the fire truck. Way up high. I would have fallen off. And so I put in all the football players. I said, Princess Wave. And they looked at me like deer in headlights. It's like, who is this old man? Put an adjective in there if you want, but who is this old man? Now, some of them knew who I was, and some of them, they just did it because the old man told them to. I could tell. You know, there were some of them going, okay, we're supposed to do that? I didn't know we were supposed to do that as the football players. I thought we were supposed to look cool in our pads and our uniforms. And then some of them, you could tell, they smiled ear to ear because they got the irony of it all. They weren't Princess Izzy. They weren't Princess Macy in the convertible. They weren't the cheerleaders because I told them all to do Princess Ways with their little pom-poms too. And they did. But some of the football players got the irony of it all, and they did the Princess Wave. I felt like a rock star. My ego was so blown up. I was standing next to Delaine Anderson and Laura Anderson and their family, their newest daughter and one of their sons. The other sons were in elementary school. Elementary school got out of school for the parade with sacks. I thought, don't run under the tires of the, you know, trailers on the trucks before all the candy being thrown. And I was not going to put this in the sermon, but, oh, well, happy Labor Day weekend to you. All the floats threw candy at us, right? One float threw Tootsie Pops. I thought, how dangerous is that? A Tootsie Pop is a hard ball of sugar with a stick on the end of it. It'll poke somebody's eyes out, like the pastors. I didn't go run after no Tootsie Pop. One of my favorite suckers in the world. I didn't go running after a Tootsie Pop. It's crazy throwing Tootsie Pops from a truck and a float. But they were throwing hard candy, right? Like they do at parades. Delaine Anderson had a sack. I love him dearly. He's a good friend. He had a sack of candy. And he started throwing it back at him. I love that. I said, Delaney, next year we're going to get a case of candy. I'm paying for the case of candy, and you and I are going to throw. He was aiming for the open truck windows, and there was candy pelting the truck driver and across the dashboard and that. I thought, he's getting business. He's hoping that that sucker will break the windshield, you know, and then he'll have to replace it. I thought that was so great. I wrote a letter to my family saying, you won't believe what just happened. They threw candy back at the parade. I thought that was so cool. Next year I'm going to have a case of it. American Falls Day and homecoming. Yeah. But I felt like a rock star. I felt important. My ego, my head was huge. Barely got into my vehicle when I drove away. It's Pastor Beek. Hi, Pastor Beek. The fact they even knew who I was, it was like, wow. But most of the people in high school now I had in confirmation. And for those 2 years, we got to know each other really well. I'm hoping Thursday night to have confirmation students show up and that we can have that relationship. Because for 3 years now, three, 4 years, I've missed that relationship with people like Sarah, you know? I'm hoping that she's not too old to maybe come and sit in with me, but we'll see. That relationship where you know your students, your disciples. I'm the rabbi, I'm the teacher for 2 years of confirmation. They are the students and the disciples. Peter here, he knew Jesus well enough. He was a good enough friend to say, God forbid it, Lord. This should never happen to you. You're only 32 years old. We've just begun this ministry. You can't go to Jerusalem and be killed. Who do you think you are? Son of God? Oh, that's right. I just said that, didn't I? Verses before. I absolutely love that part of the scripture because just within one verse, the whole thing turns on its head. Jeremiah, one of my favorite prophets, go home. Don't recycle the bulletin today. Take it home. Read Jeremiah. It's marvelous. It's marvelous. Jeremiah says, O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. And then he goes on for a number of verses. And then he ends by saying, truly, you, Lord, are to me like a deceitful brook and waters that fail. Oh, my word. He's reading God, okay? He's giving him the hand. How dare you, Lord? You promised to be, you know, my God and to protect me and all that. And then God goes on to say, therefore, thus says the Lord. If you turn back, which is a poetic way of saying repent, I will take you back and you shall go before me. And then it goes on and on. But the important thing here, one theologian says, and I agree totally, is that God says, they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you. Where have you heard that before? I am with you. I am your God. Even if they hate you, even if they pelt you with hard candy, Tootsie Pops with sticks on the end of them to poke out your eyes. I am with you. They will not prevail. And Jeremiah had to believe the words of God. And then Paul in Romans, I underlined the important parts. Did you catch that? Yeah, go home and take that. You know? Paul says to the Romans, let love be genuine. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. They throw candy at us. We're going to throw candy back at them. Show them what for. Do not lag in zeal. That was the parade. Be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope. Our theme for the whole year of 2023, hope. Persevere in prayer, extend hospitality to strangers. I don't think one of those football players knew who I was on that fire truck. But that old man that people kept yelling at said, Princess Wave. And either because I was an old man telling him what to do, or because they got the irony of it all, they did it. Extend hospitality to strangers, even those people that don't know who you are. And then Paul goes on to say, for the wrath of God it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing so, you heap burning coals on their heads. I mean, it's so poetic. Yay, Paul. But then he drops the other shoe. Feed them, give them something to drink, love them, show them hospitality, but in doing so, you'll heap burning coals on their heads. Okay, I love that part of scripture. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. It's not about ego. It's not about Pastor Pete. It's Pastor Pete. Izzy ripped my heart out of my chest when she did that to me. It was wonderful. And Princess Macy, too, but she, you know, she's a senior now, so she was a little tentative, you know. That's not what it's about. Ego, reputation, being a rock star. That's not why Jesus came to earth, to be a rock star. He came to be the sacrifice once and for all, to be the Lamb of God without spot or blemish, to be the Lamb of God without sin, to be that sacrifice once and for all, and the suffering servant. I've come to serve and wash your feet, which he did the night before he was arrested, or the night he was arrested and betrayed, and the night before he was killed. And Peter, you know, remember that story too, the washing of the feet? Peter, bless his heart, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. That's slave's work. And Jesus said, well, unless I wash your feet, you have no part of me. Well, then, not my feet, but my head, my hands, my whole body. And Jesus said, you don't need a sponge bath. You just simply need to be served by me. And so I'm going to wash the dust and the dirt off your feet and out of your life. I will be the sacrifice. I will be the servant who brings in the gift of God once and for all. And what is the gift of God since the beginning of time, Adam and Eve? It's that God loves you. But we, the unfaithful wife, God the husband, Christ the bridegroom, we are the unfaithful wife. We turn our backs on God and we look for other gods and other things that might please us more. Money, wealth, fame, being a rock star. God says, I want to show you once and for all how much I love you. And I will give my only begotten son as a sacrifice. A lamb at the killing of the Passover. So that you might know that I love you. I forgive you. And I'm with you forever. That's the gift he gives to Jeremiah. I am with you. Simple little sentence in the midst of all of this anger that Jeremiah has. I am with you, even in your anger. I'll take care of you. And Jeremiah finally does get it. But we all have those moments, we all have those days, right? My ego was really fed, and it took me 2 or 3 days to get over it, to be quite honest. It's Pastor Pete! Hi, Pastor Pete! Yeah. You don't do that when you see me at Ken's. You don't do that when you see me at the post office. Oh, there he is. Okay. Doesn't see me. And they blessed us with candy, and we blessed them back with more candy. You would think we were throwing $100 bills at them. And the adults, I'm amazed. I used to go in my bag too, but I don't bend over anymore. Blame arthritis and COVID and all that kind of thing. I can't bend over to pick up a piece of candy. Some of the old people around me were doing that, like, oh, what? And they were, it's for my grandchildren. I'm picking up for my grandchildren. I thought, yeah, the Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops are all going to go into your bag. I used to pick up all the candy with the tire tread marks on it and the gravel and then pass it out at Halloween. Along with the Valentine's Day candy and the Christmas candy. You heard that story, right? I had people last Halloween at neighbors. They said, Pastor Buke, have you got any of that Christmas candy this year? I had chocolate-covered marshmallow Santa Clauses from the year before. I said, no, I don't have any of those this year. Come back next year. I used to pick up the tire tread, you know, and the gravel candy, and then pass it out at Halloween because I didn't have any of them. Halloween candy is really expensive, especially Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops. Come banging at my door for food. I want to start giving out cans of soup, like beef broth. Not chicken noodle or anything, but you can't come begging at my door for food. I'll give you some food. Here, have a can of soup. This wasn't in the thing either. I'm going too long. Last year, I had a bowl of candy, a bowl of stickers and toys, and a bowl of rocks.
It was amazing with kids. I said, you can have one thing from each bowl. They didn't get that concept at all. Because I wasn't going to stand there and pass. I sat on my porch in a chair. I was real lazy. I didn't answer the door. I didn't shut the door. I just sat there like an old man. I said, take anything you want. It was amazing to watch the psychology of who took what. But the kids, as old as it is, it's like 50 years old. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. One of my favorite shows in the whole world. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And what did Charlie Brown get every door that he went to? I got a rock. Look, I got a popcorn ball. Look, I got a brownie. Look, I got a sucker. Charlie Brown, I got a rock. I love that. I absolutely love it. So I had a whole bowl of rocks, river rocks. And you would have thought they were $100 bills. The first bowl to be emptied was the bowl of rocks. I don't lie. And a couple of the kids, like 3 out of 100, said, I remember that show, Charlie Brown. I got a rock. We are called to show hospitality. We are called to love one another, even our enemies. And in doing so, we might be heaping burning coals on their head, but that's a whole other thing. Who do people say that I am? Jesus asked. Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. And 2 verses later, Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. I love that. Peter calls Jesus Messiah. Jesus called Peter Satan. Only time in the Gospels he calls people that. Because Peter didn't get it. He was looking for the rock star. He was looking for the ego. And the one who was popular with all the high school and junior high kids. I went to the American Falls homecoming parade on Thursday afternoon. I'm not going to forget it for a long time. Because I ain't Jesus. And I like my ego fed. Amen. It has hope, and when we share our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our one, our comforts, and our cares, the next 2 verses, we'll sing the last 2 verses, listen to the words. This hymn is just, it was chosen because of the second lesson, okay? So, old hymn, okay, not an altar call, is he? So you don't have to get up and come into the altar or anything, yeah? I'm picking on you today, I know. Anyway, the last 2 verses, listen to the words as you sing them. They have to do with Jeremiah. They have to do with the second reading. They have to do with the gospel. Verses 3 and 4.
Thank you.
my favorite hymns. Blessed be the tie that binds. The words are fantastic. I invite you to rise with it. Confession of Faith, the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. We confess our faith in these same words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope. We confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, we pray for the church, for Elizabeth Eaton and Megan Manlove, our bishops. My brain's not working today. This whole month of September, we pray for the St. John's Sunday School and Christian Education Programs, their students, staff, teachers, and families. We begin that program on Thursday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Right? 6, yeah. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the war in Ukraine, the war in Sudan. We pray for people who have lost property and lives due to wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding. The newest flooding this weekend is Nevada. The Burning Man thing, which I've never gone to, I've only heard stories. Burning Man is getting flooded out. They got 3 inches of mud and 2 inches of water standing on top of the mud. People are walking 10 miles to go catch something to go back home. So the flooding in Nevada and then certainly in Florida from the hurricane there. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders of crisis. And then we pray for the people in the fields and on the roads during this harvest season, and we pray for their safety. A prayer of joy, thanksgiving, and celebration. We don't have enough of these. We pray for Harley Amalia Gallegos, born on Thursday, to Joseph and Rebecca Gallegos. Grandparents, Nancy and Jim Blarborg, are here. We celebrate with them. Then, born yesterday, the great-granddaughter, the third great-grandchild of Stephen and Linda Blaker, was Noemi. Noemi was born in Clarkston? Lewiston. So remember her and her parents and the great-grandparents, whom we know. And then on Friday, I learned of the death of Reverend Donald G. Schnoiker. That ring should ring a bell for some of you. He died June 16th, and we didn't learn about it until Friday. Reverend Schnoiker served St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls from 1976 to 1990. Okay, then he retired after 14 years from this congregation. He used to be the longest living, well, he died at 97, by the way. 97 years old, bless him. But he used to be the longest serving pastor in St. John's until yours truly came. He was here 14 years. I've begun my 16th year here, whether you like it or not. I've been here now 15 years, beginning 16 years. So remember, Reverend Donald G. Schnoiker in our prayers this day at his death. And we pray for his family and friends. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Your words are the joy at the heart of the church. Draw us to you. Place your word of hope and healing in our mouths and show us forgiveness and mercy, the forgiveness and mercy you show to your children. And show us your truth when we stumble like Peter. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. You cherish your creation from the beginning of time. We pray for all farmers and laborers in the fields. We pray for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, wildfires, hurricanes, and flooding. Let all people around the world know that you are with them, like you were with Jeremiah. Christe eleison,
Christ, have mercy.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas. Promote peace across the world and in our towns and in our neighborhoods. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show love and affection, hope and hospitality to one another. Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. And give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Christi eleison.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all the ministries you are faithfully a part of. We pray for all students, teachers, staff, and families who are part of our Christian education programs. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you. Especially this day, we lift up Donald. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and new life and hope in you. Christi eleison.
Christ have mercy.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace, and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Conley Beebe and Quincy Porath. Happy birthday this week to Debbie Erickson, Ellen Kress, Cameron Spencer, and Steve Anderson. Happy anniversary this week to Steve and Judy Theobald. It has been requested by members of the congregation that we begin a meal train for the Joseph and Elizabeth Christian family. Meals will be provided for the family on Tuesdays and Thursdays. People can sign up for any Tuesday or Thursday through the month of September. A sign-up sheet has been created. It is on the kitchen counter. Thank you for response to this ministry. Also, it is on Facebook. I was asked to do a meal train, so I did a meal train on Facebook. So we have meals provided through September 14th, I believe. So signing up for any time after that, you can do in the kitchen or get on my Facebook. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord, and fill to the brim our cup of blessing. Gather a harvest from the seed that we're sown, that we may be fed with the bread of life.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possession. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with a great thanksgiving found on page 144. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymnal.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Thank you. praise given for you. The body of praise given for you. The body of praise given for you.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Recessional hymn is hymn number 618, Guide Us Ever Great Redeemer, Guide Me Ever Great Redeemer, hymn 618.